Kazoo, and thank you, Greg, for the call. Intercom. Intercom. I'll tell her she was on the air, but if I got another one on, I think I had one, Michael Reb, if he's still there, pipe him on through. If he's not, then wait for the next call.
Yeah, this is it. You got 7-11-22, U.S. Pentagon first team, Bo Scout Reb. The reason I put that number up is because we called most of the hosts, except for the crap shooters. It goes back to that 7-11 stuff. People who know dice and stuff know what I'm talking about, but they don't know what we're talking about until I drop the real name. Carl McIntyre, John Decker, if you're out there, that's where we started out. That's who we are. That's right. Carl McIntyre and John Decker, you know those people. They're the ones that put it in. They put it in play. Those are the straight shooters. And they don't have them anymore. And last but most of all, the right pastor, Sheldon Emery, who said it all. I mean, he got it up and into your face and knew what he was talking about. And that's where the righteousness comes from. And that's who we are. That's why we're at the top of the Pentagon. That's how we got there. And Bubba's the God of War. I know, because the Satan showed up at her door. I told this story on the Republic Broadcasting programs before, but nobody got it. But the people out there, Carl McIntyre,
Man. Wow, he's better than I am. You hear that? I don't understand a word he said, but he said pretty good. That is the kind of thing. I'm glad he let me into that. That is the kind of thing in our alternative world, and all you people out there, like I've just admitted with Greg. And saying, by the way, Greg, I know you're still listening. Thank you so much for your call. I look forward to it every night. Greg is the only person I've talked to that knows where Oxcita Wells is. But anyway, in our alternative world, we look at all possibilities. I think that's a good way to put it. We actually look at all possibilities. I'm going to use the case of Jean Benet. The little girl got turned up dead in her house many, many years ago. And I've actually worked on that case. And I've actually come up with a solution working with a Texas Ranger I know and some other people and actually figured it out. And how it happened and the autopsy results and what was in her stomach and what the people said they did the night before. And then I watched the brother talk on, of all places, Dr. Phil. But I also watched some other interviews, and I came up with a theory on that, me and my friend Greg with the Rangers and with Ted, and figured it out. But before we figured it out, it was a conspiracy theory. It was we have a theory that the reigning wisdom was some kind of a molester had got into the house, and in a moment he had killed the little girl. And we looked at that, and nothing added up. So we came up with a theory that said, no, this is an internal thing. It is a terrible accident or a terrible break in temper or something. But the big fat guy coming through the little window doesn't make any sense. And so we slowly but surely worked our way backwards, and we came up with a solution for the death of Jean Benet Ramsey. The same thing with the Kennedy assassination. I worked on that. In fact, I wrote a paper in 1977 for the Senate subcommittee that was studying that, and the paper was actually read into the record because I figured out something, and I had one guy hit me that bought into the old grassy knoll thing. I mean, any of you have ever been to Dealey Plaza? It's not that big a place. And I went to the grassy knoll, and I looked where the car was and everything. And I told somebody, I said, it is impossible that anybody fired a shot from here at Kennedy in the side of the head. And what do you mean it's impossible? It's impossible. Bullets travel in a straight line. If he was shot in the side of the head from the right side, Mrs. Kennedy would have been hit by the same bullet. That's a fact. You can't change the direction of that bullet. And the magic bullet, I truly believe it did come from where we think Oswald was, because Connolly was sitting lower and to the a little bit to the left of Kennedy behind him. And yes, you can draw a straight line from Kennedy's throat through Connolly into his thigh. Okay, but the solution to that was I came up with a theory, a conspiracy theory, and then I started listening to not some old gangster that's trying to make parole that said he did it. I'm talking about people in high agencies that come up with what they know. And what I found out on the Kennedy assassination was very, very simple. Khrushchev wanted to kill John F. Kennedy. And he got mad enough to start to put this into action. But he wasn't crazy. And he knew that if such a thing happened, that it would cause a nuclear war. You know, he did not want to blow his country up over this. So the designate for this was Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay? And he'd been to Russia. He spoke Russian. He married a Russian girl. He was an avowed communist. He was trying to get to Cuba via the Mexican embassy. All these things. He bought his own rifle. Okay? But at some point, the word came down to tell him, stand down. We're not going to do this. You know, they come down from the powers that be. We're not going to do this. Well, Lee did not take the order. He was so bent that he was going to shoot Kennedy that he did it. He did it. Okay? Now, They pick him up almost immediately. Anyway, they pick him up almost immediately when he shot a cop, okay? And they got him in there, and he was doing good under questioning by the Dallas Police Department. But you got to look at what he was dealing with, Dallas Police, okay? And this guy had been trained by the KGB. He'd been trained by the best. They weren't going to break him for nothing, but the people who were associated with him were afraid they were going to break him and the whole thing was going to bust open. So they send the guy who's dying of cancer, who had nothing to lose, and told him, Jack, if you'll take care of this problem, take care of your mother and your brother. Don't you never worry about nothing, okay? And he did. And, of course, the official story, we call it the fishy story, was, oh, he was down at the Western Union. Just happened to have a pistol with him. And he went walk down there, downtown Dallas, and just happened to show up about the same time that Oswald was being walked to the car to go to the county jail. And he did a perfect shot through his stomach and into his liver, and he died an hour later. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge for you, and it's on sale. All right? If that's not a scene from The Godfather, I'm not a white boy from Austin. Okay, and that's just the way it is. But so when you get down to conspiracy theories, back to what I was talking about, when you get down to conspiracy theories, just because it's a theory doesn't mean it's wrong. Okay, I look at theories as scientific. Science is always questioning. That's what we should have done with the coronavirus, is always question. Roger Landry, on the TLB network, did on one of his shows last week, he pointed out something that I didn't know, which isn't really hard to get right down to it, but I didn't know this, about the masks. Now, I was like every other American. I'm not lying to you. Mask was an inconvenience. I didn't like the darn thing. I thought it was stupid and all that. I didn't want to do it. But I didn't know it was detrimental to your health. And what Roger pointed out was, they said, well, doctors wear them. Yeah, they do. During surgery, so they won't spit and saliva into an open wound of their patient. But the minute they turn around to walk out of that surgery, they rip that thing off because your lungs are set up. Your blood goes through your lungs. It picks up oxygen, and it takes the oxygen to your cells. Coming on the physical side, it picks up waste products, carbon dioxide, and other things, okay? And you breathe it out through your mouth and your nose, and it goes into the atmosphere and causes global warming, I guess. But it goes into the atmosphere and gets it out of your body, okay? Now, when you got a paper mask on, it goes into the atmosphere, but most of it goes to the paper mask. And then you take your next breath, and you got all these particles and particulates and all this stuff that you're trying to get rid of going right back into your body And there you are, right there. It's not healthy. Simple as that. I was talking with Ted today. We talked about masks. Like he said, I would. Then you would be one that would be against. Too much credit. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see you, B. But anyway, yeah, so you're probably against mask mandates. I said I most certainly am. Ordering people, you must wear a mask. Or that got a young couple going to Atlanta, Mississippi. They're going to go visit Atlanta. Before they start to get to Atlanta, they see the virus is raging through Atlanta, and the husband says, well, I'm going to wear a mask when I get there and everything. And the wife says, well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to buy into that. I'm not wearing a mask. But it's a free choice of an American citizen, period. And the scientific area of it is, when it's all said and done, truthfully add up how many people had the virus, how many people wore the mask or took the vaccination, and how many didn't, and tell us the truth. Just tell us the truth. Because, right, like I said, the example that I used just now, that I use for the school district here in this in Hooterville, where I live, and everything, everybody was worried, well, our kids are all going to get sick if they go back to school and all this kind of stuff, and the kids all went back to school. Nada. Nothing. Some got sick, some didn't. Nobody died. You know, and I know, and we only got one funeral home in this town. I go to McDonald's and get me a frappe mocha every morning, and I have to pass the funeral home. They've had two customers this year so far, okay? I mean, it's just not that big a town. It wasn't no standing room only. We got a clinic down here, and they had a couple of customers down there. The county health department is literally right around the bay, right around the corner from where I live. And nobody's shaking there either. That's pretty well dead. But when you leave a read and what Ted was talking about, oh my God, have you seen the numbers? This new BA-165, the new strain of this and that. You wouldn't believe what's going on. And no, I wouldn't, because it's not happening. And it's not a theory. I'm calling people in Killeen, Scott and White Research. I'm looking around where I'm at and everything. And I'm looking at what I really see and what I really hear. I'm not checking CNN. And they even admit, CNN even admitted, well, we can't give you the accurate numbers now because nobody's reporting it and everything. And since they're not reporting it, we really can't tell how many it is. Well, no, you can't, because they're not that sick, dummy. They catch a cold or a mild flu and they're not running to the clinic anymore. So, no, you don't have that. And then they're admitting that the test results are skewed and everything. That's because it never worked. It never worked, you know. And it didn't work when it started, and it's not working now. It's as simple as that. But they lied to the American people. Those are not conspiracy theories. Those are, when you're living in Killeen, Texas, which is, the population of Bell County is about 400,000 folks. You're living in Killeen, Texas, and you go down to the HEB, which is a huge supermarket, okay? And everybody's supposed to be dropping dead in the street, and it's so crowded in there you can't find a shopping cart. And yet they're telling you, oh, my God, don't go out. Don't breathe the air. And it's simply never happening. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is a fact. That is things that are really happening. And that's what's happening to our news. And that's why you've got alternative media now. You know, if some of your alternative media is way out there in Loopville. I mean, I'm giving credit for that, you know, and everything. But then sometimes, you or in fact, most of the time, you'll get alternative media and they're simply telling you the truth. It's just so different from what the mainstream is trying to feed you. It's so different that alternative sounds like it's just not even right. It's not even true because it's so different from what they want you to believe. Take abortion. Let's kill a few babies here. Come on, Democrats, dead baby in every pot. You know, the Supreme Court, they didn't say abortions were illegal. They simply said the federal government has no business meddling in it. It is a state deal. If the people of your state don't like it, you can't do it there. California and get your abortion. They love them over there. You know, that's all it said. It, you know, and I've noticed too, when it gets to get into politics here, I told him the same. I said, hey, when they legalized gay marriage, this same court legalized gay marriage. All the liberals jumped up. Yay, gay marriage, man. Men can marry men and women can marry women and tigers can marry chairs. It's going to be a wonderful world. God bless the Supreme Court if we believed in God and everything. They were all for it. They were all for it. But you let one thing come down that don't, you know, well, we're not, they didn't say we're going to outlaw abortions. They said we're not going to get involved. Oh, my God. We need to get rid of that. We don't need a Supreme Court anymore. They're trying to rule the world. Sit down and shut up, elephant boy. As long as you're getting your you know, deal, it's all very fine. Well, the next thing they're going to do is do away with the civil rights movement. Sit down. You're using air people in China could be using. You sit down. They're not going to do away with the civil rights movement, you dummy. People fought for 50 years to get this. It's not going to just go away. It's not going to go away. It's a very good thing. Certain things that come about over years and years and years of good people making a mark, you know. And, you know, you can't just say, well, get this. They got a hold of the abortion thing and the next thing they're going to do is get away from condoms, you know, safe sex and all that. No, they're not. Are you crazy? Yeah, that is the most crazy thing in the world. Oh, yeah, well, you know, they say we got rid of all them, we saved all them babies, and now we're going to get rid of rubbers. You know, that's what we're going to do. You know, no, they're not. And they're not going to go, we're not going to go back to the 50s or anything like that. This is just a blip in somebody's little blanket that they're all upset about because they just knew, you know, they just knew that everything was going to be good. Everything was going to work their way, but that's not the way the government works. Barack Obama said the government is like a steamship, not like a powerboat. It turns slowly. It turns slowly. And it's, and another thing, a lot of people, and I get this from the ultra-right, too, and it drives me crazy. I've got friends over in the Carolinas and everything, and I hear things every day like when Trump was president. Why doesn't Donald Trump just fire Nancy Pelosi? Because she's an elected official. Yeah, but look at the crazy stuff she does. She's from California. They all do crazy stuff out there. If she did something like you want her to do, she couldn't get reelected because that's not who she is and that's not where she's from. You know, or AOC, that runs them crazy. AOC is chick from the Bronx, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's going to take over the Congress and she's running for president. No, she's not. No, she's not. It's not going to happen. You know, or Hillary. Oh, go to that. Now, let's whip Hillary a little bit here. I wrote an article a couple of years ago called The Old Gray Nag. I was talking about Hillary. Okay. Two times out of the chute and two times she got beat. Once by a junior senator called Barack, who beat her. In the primaries, no less. In the primaries. And another time when a guy who had never run for dog catcher beat her. The Democratic Party is not going to waste any money on the old gray nag anymore. They'll run beat them before they run her. But these people in North Carolina are worried, oh my God, Hillary's going to run and she's going to make AOC the vice president. And that's what's wrong with America right there, folks. That's what's wrong with America. Nobody understands. Just like I told him, he was going on, and he's an educated man. He said about what Supreme Court did. I said, look, Ted, the government is laid out in judicial, executive, and legislative, and they're supposed to all watch each other. They're supposed to, one has power, you know, to do this, but the other one's watching it. Like the executive comes up and says, we're going to legalize marijuana. I'm going to do a thing to make marijuana legal and everything. And the Congress votes on it and everything. And they say, well, we got it by two votes, but we got marijuana legal now. Marijuana is legal nationwide. And then somebody gets mad about it and takes the law to the Supreme Court to see if there's even any glitch in there that they can say it's not constitutional and we're going to get rid of it. But that's the way the government is supposed to work. That's the way it's supposed to work. One hand washes the other, always. And what we need to do is start teaching civics in our schools again. Okay, let's don't teach critical race theory. All right, we understand critical race theory. Okay, we got that. Let's get down where kids understand how the government works. Let's get down where they understand what the Constitution is. When you go to the University of Texas and you catch students on the campus of the University of Texas and you ask them, what do you think about President Obama today signing an executive order to do away with the Bill of Rights? Well, it's about time they did that. It is an old thing. We need to get... Now, those are law students from the University of Texas. That's the level of education that we got in this country right now. And you're wondering why the Chinese are about to take over, all right? And that's a fact. That's a fact. That's where we're at. And now, courtesy of their little gift of COVID-19, we got a bunch of homeschoolers being taught by day drinkers. Come on. You know, we Americans need to pull our heads out of Mr. Butt and start doing things like Americans again, okay? You know, we invented the Ford. We invented two guys in a garage in Cupertino, California, invented the iPhone. Okay, now we use Chinese to build them now, but we invented them. We invented them. Well, we've given the world so many things, and now we look like a bunch of lazy oafs that never knew what we were doing. My people, you want to talk about paradox? Paradox in the law and the dreams like Thomas Jefferson wrote, all men are created equal, but they certainly weren't equal when he wrote that. The only equal people were the land-owning white men. They were equal. Everybody else, including the women, were somewhere beneath that, okay? And we're supposed to have freedom of religion. The First Amendment, Congress will not mess with your religion or mess with your freedom. Okay, that's right. That's why my people, the Mormons, had to walk all the way from Palmyra, New York, all the way to the Salt Lake Rim just to say their prayers, because we have so much freedom of religion. But it's like Barack Obama said, it's like a ship. It turns slowly. But once it gets turned, you know, it's turned. Gun rights, the same thing. Biggest controversial issue in the world. Gun rights, okay? Make no law to abridge the right of the people to carry a gun. Well, and I believe in that. I believe everybody has a right to defend themselves. I do believe that. Do I believe... You go to Utah. Utah and this place I'm at here have the most liberal gun laws you'll ever see. You can buy a gun in a gun shop, walk right next door to a 7-Eleven and buy a six-pack of beer. That's gun rights to the ninth degree. But in both places... And in Texas, where we have open carry now, you don't see hardly anybody carrying a pistol like Wyatt Earp. You just don't see it. But you can. And the way C.J. Grisham in Texas explained to me, everybody doesn't have to carry a gun. When Susie Sweet Cheese finishes her shift at McDonald's, and she's going home and walking behind the building in the dark to get to her car with her hand in her purse, and slung over her shoulder, their potential rapist doesn't know if she's holding her car keys or a Glock. And then she's protected simply because it's possible. And she has the right to protect herself. Now, what happened in Uvalde? And there's another conspiracy theory. And it's still conspiring. It actually, Uvalde may end up affecting Texas politics. Okay, because a man named Beto O'Rourke, which is the biggest clown I ever met in my life, but he nailed it. He tried to get on the stage and explain to the people of Uvalde what really happened in their town the day before that, and he was escorted out of the building. Well, Beto was right on the money. Yeah, he was right on the money. Now, the bad news can't stop coming out of Uvalde. Of the stupidity cannot stop coming out. It's not conspiracy theories. Officer sees the guy walking in to do the shooting. radio's his boss. Can I shoot this guy? No, stand down. More cops in the hallway than there are meth heads in a pawn shop. Nobody can figure out to do one of two things. Either shoot the lock off the door or walk around the other side of the building where all Texas schools have those expansive windows so the kids can look out and simply shoot the tall guy because all the kids are on the ground. 20 cops, an hour and 20 minutes, and they couldn't figure that out, and that's not a conspiracy theory. And Governor Abbott stood by them cops, and he stood by them Rangers, and he looked like a fool. So the Beto O'Rourke and people like him in the Democratic Party, and in the last presidential election, it was right on a razor's edge. Okay? Trump won Texas, but they didn't win it by a big margin. Okay? Because we got a lot of these people from California that moved to Austin, so we got those votes over here, too. All right? It ain't going to take much, and Texas is going to swing Democratic. Okay? And when it does, and I'm not aspersing the Deep South and all them wonderful people down there, but I'm going to tell you right now, there's 30 million people. And which way they go, you go. As simple as that. You cannot win a presidential election without Texas and Ohio. That is a documented fact. And if Texas flips Democratic, you better get ready to see President Beto or President whoever runs on that ticket, because Biden ain't going to win. And what's he got for a runner-up? Harris. I mean, come on. Yeah, let's get real here. Okay, let's get real. That's a loser ticket right there. So whoever's going to be running against them in the primaries is probably going to be the guy. Remember, you heard that here first, because I don't miss it. I'm the one that wrote an article years and years ago when Trump first came down that staircase, and I didn't even like him that much, and I said, say hello to President Trump, and everybody thought I was crazy. I don't look so crazy now, do I? And you better watch out. I was talking to some of them North Carolina people just today. And they're, oh my God, is Trump going to run again? We're so worried we want him to run. At first I say, no way, man. He's under felony charges right now. They're trying to indict him on this and doing that. But what I'm looking at now is a precedent. It's called a precedent. He's making speeches all over the country. He's doing something that's never been done before. Teddy Roosevelt tried to do it. He tried to come out of and run on a third-party ticket after he was president, and he lost. But I really think that Trump could pull it off, because we're in tumultuous times where the politics aren't the same as they used to be. And now whether Trump is right or wrong, everybody perceives that we're in a mess. We got store shelves that don't have any groceries on them. We got a pandemic right now. They imagine we have an invasion coming across the southern border, and that is an absolute, it's basically a falsehood. Texas has always had people going back and forth across the border. They imagine the Rio Grande is like the Mississippi River. The Rio Grande in most places in the desert is a mud puddle, and it's very remote, and it's very easy to get across, okay? But people think, oh, yeah, it's what's going to happen. And you get the illusion. Illusions run most of the world. The biggest illusion you have right now is money. Think about that. Paper money is of no value. If you were caught on top of a mountain with a suitcase full of money and couldn't get down, it was snowing on you, you would burn that money to stay warm. It's that valuable. But they tell you it's valuable, so it fits. You perceive value. Osama bin Laden hated us, hated our religion, hated your grandmother, hated everybody. Loved that dollar bill. They love that dollar bill. Okay, so that's just an illusion. That's an illusion. And here we go to a commercial. I'll see you on the flip side, folks. See you on the flip side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So I just made it back. It's 2.06.
2.07 without the bag.
So how long is how?
2.0.
That was Hunter Biden there, filming himself. The video was one of the few pieces of content that the image board website 4chan claims to have hacked from the president's son's iCloud account. A Twitter user under the name of NJ Gloper posted the video of Hunter. It sees him filming himself with a cigarette in his mouth. He then flips the camera to film the scales in front of him. As you'd expect, the video has been making the rounds since it was put up. Donald Trump Jr. reposted the video from Benny Johnson's Twitter page and wrote, "Imagine the things he decided may be a bit too much for film. Also imagine the coverage if this was me." Ian Hayworth tweeted, "The smartest man Joe Biden knows videotapes himself weighing crack." Caleb Hull wrote, "You have to be a super weird person to even film this in the first place." Benny Johnson also reposted the video and included a clip of Joe Biden from the archives in 1991 discussing his tough thoughts on crack users.
If you have a piece of crack cocaine no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.0025, we passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others, a law that says you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice. Now,
this video is just another example of incriminating and scandalous things to come from Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. It has quite literally plagued the Democrat Party since the contents were leaked in October 2020, right before the federal election. While it was dismissed as Russian disinformation at first, when the New York Times verified some of the emails earlier this year, the content started to be taken seriously. Late last week, The Sun revealed exclusive text messages from Hunter that saw him speak pretty horrifically about his stepmom. In a text to his late brother Beau's wife, Hallie, who Hunter actually had a romantic relationship with after his death, he calls his stepmom, Jill Biden, a selfish, silly, entitled expletive. Around Christmas time in 2018, he also swore at Jill as the now First Lady attempted to get Hunter into rehab for addiction. The Sun also reported that when Hunter proposed teaching in Pennsylvania, Jill Biden said he should be getting sober first, to which Hunter claimed he was smarter than Jill, labelling her a vindictive moron. In a text, he said, "And you do know the drunkest I've ever been is still smarter than you could ever even comprehend. And you're an expletive grammar teacher that wouldn't survive one class in an Ivy graduate program." Followed up by telling Jill, "Let's all agree, I don't like you any more than you like me." But in other text messages, he can be seen being remorseful for his words and apologising to his dad. "Love you, Dad. It's my fault. Mum is right. I overreact and she's only worried about me, and I promise to try to be more understanding. I love you. Tell Mum I love her. And I'm sorry I say mean things. I don't mean them." The Bidens have been seen playing happy family as of late, with Hunter even attending the 4th of July celebrations last week. The contents of the president's son's laptop, however, will not go unnoticed, with Republicans who have called for Joe Biden to face questions on his son numerous times, especially for his overseas business dealings.
Right. Thank you very much, Sir Mike. You get no difference of opinion on me on Hunter Biden being a crackhead. I mean, I'm from Texas. He is. By the way, from Texas, I've got a lady, Fort Worth, Pat. Go ahead and bring her in. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly can. Well, welcome to RBN. My name is Wilbur. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I don't know if people know much about Beto O'Rourke. I mean, he can talk a good bit. You can't believe that anybody in Texas would vote for somebody who wants to take your guns away. That's just one of his main issues.
I totally understand what you're saying. That's one reason I wouldn't personally vote for him. That was a stupid statement. What I was making the point of was I think Greg Abbott, which I voted for the last time, but I think Greg Abbott made a huge mistake with Uvalde. And I think it's going to cost him politically. But, you know, he's a powerful politician and usually comes through. And then Kathy Glasser went on the third party and take a lot of Beto's stuff away from him. But I totally agree with you that Beto is a flabbermouth. <You know? laughs> Go ahead, Pat.
He doesn't just represent the Democrat Party. He represents the LGBTs. I mean, you can buy... He'll sell you a T-shirt with a rainbow Texas, a rainbow America, and rainbow something else on it, or about sleeveless thing, whatever they call them, or $30-something. He's for all of that. Plus, one time they asked when he's running against Cruz, "Can you think of anything good about Cruz?" He said, "Well, he's got nice kids." And I thought, yeah, I wonder about him. He has three kids, I think. But anyway.
We're talking way over the head of both the audience. This is a totally Texan thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Beto O'Rourke, who is, I think he's a millionaire. Isn't he a millionaire, Pat?
Probably how to steal an election sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, Beto, went into, they were having the day after the Uvalde shooting. They got the people together in an auditorium or something, and the governor was there, and they were trying. Now, on the human level, There were people in that crowd that had lost family, had lost teachers, children, stuff like that. And then Beto was grandstanding is what he was doing. He was grandstanding. He wasn't on the stage. He was in the audience, and he was grandstanding. Now, in all honesty, Greg Abbott did not know. He was taking his officers at their word. What happened? Well, this is what happened, blah, blah. And then all this other stuff started leaking out, which was crazy that they had so much in that. So we were afraid we would hit the kids. The shooter was doing the job of doing that, you know. And then there's a lot of other underground stuff on this that's floating around. It is Texas. It is South Texas. It is near the border. There are drugs. There is guns going back and forth. There is cartel. Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to hear it. It is. But it's going to take a while to unravel it. And I just think it's going to be a little bit of political fodder on Greg Abbott. But he's a very powerful politician, and we'll just have to wait and see. Isn't that right, Pat?
Well, no, I know what he's going to do. Why would he do anything different? He raised a zillion. I don't know how much money. You know, he just left poor old Ted Cruz in the dust. But the point was that he would buy, like, entire outfits for kids, black outfits that just said Beto on the front of them, you know, warm clothes in the winter, and then made them stand outside, like, gas stations where people come in and all that. We just went to vote, and we said, you do know this guy's not Hispanic. He's 100% white. He pays...
His run against Cruz, we had a joke down here. It said it showed a shot of whiskey, and then the drink is called the Beto O'Rourke because he was saying he was Spanish descent. The shot of whiskey was the drink called the Beto O'Rourke because it's whiskey, but we'll tell you it's tequila. Go on, Pat. I'm sorry to interrupt.
And he spent zillions of dollars buying humongous nice SUVs going down into Mexico and bringing people up, full of people, bringing them up, voters. I'm telling you, I don't know. The only way I think that anybody's going to get what they didn't get before is to overwhelm the cheaters. I mean, when he has a meeting, I mean, I've seen pictures of him with crowds of people, but he must have been near Trump somewhere. He never could get anybody. He has to stand on the bar somewhere, you know, where they serve the liquor.
They have a thing. I did some shows at Silver Dollar City when I was younger in the music business. And we had, during 1/4 of July, the venerable Oprah Winfrey, before she was Oprah Winfrey. She used to be a DJ in Nashville, believe it or not. And we had to call off the regular show, which was Rodney Dillard from the Andy Griffith Show and the Dillards. And they were going to do a 4th of July show all across the country. Somebody in New York would say something, and then we got down to Springfield where we were at in Branson, and Oprah was going to say something. But the only problem was, is Oprah was so little known and of so little talent, she couldn't draw a crowd. Now, Rodney Dillard and the Dillards singing Dooley and all that for Andy Griffith, they filled up the bleachers, and I mean, people were standing only, you know, but she could get about 50 people, maybe, you know, in there. So what we did was we took cameras and we did a thing called a close crop where we zoomed in. We made everybody get in the middle. Everybody get together, get shoulder to shoulder. Everybody get in the middle. And then we zoomed in coming from her back, showing the people. And if the image was filled up with people, it gave the mental idea that, well, the whole stadium must be filled up because look what we're looking at. And it was only 50 people. And that's what Beto's doing. It's called close crop, and that's what he's making use of. So please continue, Pastor.
Well, he did this on the Stockyards. They put all these people behind her and just right around her, and that was all it was. But when you have a Trump rally, you can always count on looking at Trump by going to C-SPAN. Yep. But they don't show the crowd. But he, RSBN, RS, Right Side Broadcasting Network, but they, YouTube, put, governor of Florida on top of this time. I couldn't see it. But, fact is, they have three cameras and they'll pan the whole crowd and, up in the air if they're having fireworks. They had so many fireworks on 4th of July, when he was in, Trump was in, that the whole sky was so cloudy from the fireworks. But, you know, you can see.
Something that gave me, showed me the hypocrisy of the mainstream media. Sometimes you see hypocrisy right in your face. When Donald Trump would be giving a speech, and you could hear the roar of the crowd, and he would say, y'all, turn the cameras around, show the people. And then he would say, they won't do it, folks. They will not show you the crowd. And CNN and all the other, and MSNBC and all that, they didn't know that there were thinking people out there saying, why don't they turn the cameras around? What do they not want us to see? You know, if he did a big crowd, if I was CNN and he didn't have a big crowd, I would show that. Look, nobody showed up. But they did not want to show the crowd. And I called him right away. Go ahead.
When Beto, well, I should just call him Francis O'Rourke. When he ran for against Cruz, he was totally shadow banned. I mean, if I would put in Cruz, you couldn't find Cruz anywhere on the internet. All you'd get is Francis O'Rourke. You know, was it Texas Tribune? That's the newspaper over there for where he's in.
Yeah, near El Paso. I know all about them. Go ahead.
You don't like him? They don't like him. He barely won over there because they know the truth. They said, oh, he's definitely his dad's kid. So his dad was some kind of politician. You know, when he was in the House in Washington, he pulled off illegal shenanigans. One time they decided they were going to see what they do. I don't know what they did, but it was wrong. And so C-SPAN turned the lights off. Well, he made everybody turn their cameras on and get down on the floor and turn their cameras on until they got enough light that he was running the whole show right there on the floor. Just like Wendy Davis. She wasn't ever supposed to put on the show she did in Austin with that TCU helmet on. She wasn't supposed to do all that.
And the catheter, I got a kick out of that. I was working with Kathy Glass. She was running a Libertarian ticket. And I learned a lot by working with somebody who was, no way she's going to win governor, but when you work with somebody who's running for governor on a major ticket, you learn a lot. And the big thing that Wendy Davis did that was so stupid was the opposition, I suspect it was Abbott, convinced her people that the thing to do in Texas to win the election was run down to the valley, down to Rio Grande, and start talking to these Mexican Catholics about abortion. And men that had never voted in their life voted against her.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I had a Hispanic friend one time, and she up here, and she said, "How come all those Catholics down there in South Texas vote for abortion?" I said, "Because they're not even good Catholics. That's why." Really, they totally shot a man for Ted Cruz off of everything when Beto was running against him. But fortunately, he hit the right thing, and
the thing you were dealing with there is Ted, when he rose to prominence, he was using a friend of mine, Crystal Lee, out of Houston, who was a promoter. She has Larimore Productions and all that. She was very good at packaging, imaging people and everything. And he learned a lot from that. That's how he got in. And I don't think the vote again from Cruz and Beto was that close. I think that Cruz beat him. But and Pat, they always lose votes. I don't care if it's machines or old Edna and her 83-year-old twin sister counting the votes at 3 a.m. They always mess up the votes. They always do. It's just impossible.
Well, I think we're doing better now with Presley, Laura Presley, mm-hmm. down there in Austin. Mm-hmm. She knows the inner workings of computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
And she got together with everybody that cared, and they have really changed the rules quite a bit that keep the cheating from going on right now. And, but I don't know if you get so many people who just, I don't know if they took the jab or what's wrong with them, but when they tell you they're not even going to vote, I'm thinking, well, I hope you enjoy your communist dictatorship if you don't.
It's like I just said, I made an illusion. And folks, I'm not making fun of old ladies. I'm just saying, even before we had these counting, and I don't trust them at all. But when you got, all the time, sorry, Pat, go ahead.
I'm 80.
Well, okay. Well, I'm telling you, I'm 71. But when you've got, and usually people, me and Pat's age, are the ones that volunteer our time and go work as poll judges and stuff. And you're up till 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning and everything, and you're tired. And, we missed a couple of votes. Yeah, of course, there ain't that much coffee in the world. But Penny, I'm glad you're 80. I really am. Thank God.
Well, maybe I can make it till I see Texas a little. Governor Abbott, he being here, I know a lot of things that he's done that nobody will give him credit. And it kind of perturbs me that they're using RBN to call here from all over, running down Texas. I said, this doesn't make any sense. And my way of...
You go ahead. This is a little known thing, and Pat will probably know about it. About 3 years ago, I got a bladder infection, all right? That's a little personal information y'all didn't need to know, but I got one. And I ran around the corner to the emergency center, and they gave me a shot and a pill, and they gave me a prescription and all that kind of stuff. And it was a simple little old deal. It took about 2 weeks, and I got over it and all that. And then they sent me a bill, $3,200. And then, right after that, I got a little message from Austin, a letter saying, paid, thank you. And I don't know what Abbott had set up, but something about my age and what I had. Well, anyway, Texas paid my bill. I had Medicare. I didn't even use my Medicare. Something Abbott did paid my bill for me.
Well, that does happen. I've heard of that happening. I can't remember the details of it now, but it does happen. Well, really, one time Abbott said, he said, you know what? He said, I got it over Vladimir Putin. He said, Texas economy is better than the whole Russia's economy. And it was true.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you something I study all the time and everything. I say this, and you watch the calls come in. No, you're lying. You're lying. No, I'm not lying. Texas has more oil than all of the countries on the planet, say Russia. Russia's got a lot of oil. But you take all Saudi Arabia, all that nonsense, all that, and Texas has more oil in its slate and in its ground than all those countries put together. And you are paying $5 a gallon for Saudi Arabian oil. You guys figure it out.
Well, what happened was, I hope I'm getting this right now. Biden's executive order closed the Permian Basin. Wasn't it Biden's?
Yep.
The Permian Basin has 11 billion gallons a day. 11 billion gallons a day.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, all you people up north that don't know this, Baytown is right down there next to Houston. A lot of refineries down there. And they got so much oil down there, it stinks. The air. We have that much oil here. We got all the beef. We got all the tech. And they don't give us credit for anything. They don't give us when this whole COVID thing started. They suddenly discovered in Scott and White research, where I was when I was sick, that they could take the plasma from people who had had it and come up with a kind of a vaccination from the plasma. And they sent 100,000 units to America, who turned around and sent it back. We don't need it. We got this working over here at CDC. But we had to work the same thing with the Ebola. With the Ebola, one guy dies, two nurses in Dallas catch it, they send it down to the research center, and all of a sudden there was no more Ebola. But we didn't do it. Texas couldn't do that. No,
That guy, that doctor who was working there, who became immune to it, and they were using his plasma. He goes to a church over here not far from me. Yeah, I remember all that well. And once they found out, he was donating his plasma all over. When they found out that, you didn't hear no more Ebola. Oh, but you do need to watch out for the monkey virus coming up, because it's a
my granddaughter, the famous Puck, the famous Puck from another show, she's 15 years old. She said she had the corona and got over it in 2 days, but she said, "Papa, the government thinks we're so stupid, they come up with a monkey virus because they think we're a bunch of monkeys." I said, "Yes, baby, you understand politics now." That's right.
It's kind of probably going to be the next thing they try to scare you to death with, but I've studied up on it. And the fact is that the worst of it could be, if you're white, I mean, you can see the little things on you in your white skin. I don't know about black people. I feel sorry for them. All of a sudden, I feel white privilege. But
hey,
the point was...
Hey, that?
opaque, and then they'll start scabbing over, and once the scabs fall off, you're no longer contagious. But CDC has jumped all over it, and I'm trying to wake people up. Look for yourself when the CDC jumps on it, the Center for Death Control, whatever
talking to you, hon. I think we're about to sign off here.
Okay.
A little bit. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thanks, B and RBN and Mike and everybody. And remember, in the age of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC.
417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.